Is that wrong?
Yes, Mr.
So, this yoga system, Bhakti Yoga, how to increase attachment for Krishna is being taught by our Krishna Consciousness movement. Maya Saptamana Prattha Juvang Junyan Madhartha. In this connection, one has to learn this yogic system from Krishna directly or from his representative. That is the meaning of Madhartha. One must take shelter either. So, at the present moment, it is not possible to take shelter of Krishna directly, and therefore one has to take shelter of his bona fide representative. And there are four parties or sampradaya for Vaishnavas. The Brahma Sampradaya, the Rudra Sampradaya, Sri Sampradaya, and Kumar Sampradaya. So one has to take shelter of either of these Sampradaya, disciplic succession, and then learn the Bhakti Yoga system from him, then he'll understand or he'll see God. Seeing God is not exactly seeing with the eyes. God's another name is Anubhav, realization, revelation, realization. So that is wanted. That revelation is made by Krishna himself to the bona fide devotee. Sevan Mukhihi Jibhado Swameva Spuratpada. Krishna, God reveals himself. Just like you cannot see the sun in the darkness of night. Sun is there in the sky. But somehow or other, when your planet is on the other side and it is darkness, you cannot see the sun. Not that the sun is not there, but you cannot see. Similarly, Krishna is always present before us, but we cannot see him. Just like Krishna, when was personally present, there are so many hundreds and millions of men on the surface of the globe. Only few could see him, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So even God, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna comes before somebody, it is not possible to see him. The seeing process is different. Premanyana Surita Bhakti Vilasana. One can see when the eyes are anointed with the ointment of bhakti. When the eyes are cleansed to see God. That is revelation. It is said that a pure devotee is seeing Krishna every moment. Santas Sadaiva. Sadaiva means every moment. He is seeing. But that means he is a different person. His senses are purified, electrified, sanctified. That's what he is seeing. And one's eyes, if not sanctified, purified, then he cannot see. There are so many examples. That's like a machine. A child is seeing, but he cannot see properly. He sees a lump of matter. But an engineer, when he sees, he immediately understands that this machine is made by such and such, it is working for this, it is a good machine, bad machine, nice. He can see in different way, because he has got the eyes to see. Similarly, to understand Krishna, God, we require to purify our senses. That is defined by Narad Pancharatra. Sarvapati Vinimuktam. Being free from all kinds of diseases. It's like we are seeing Krishna consciousness, accepting Krishna consciousness in a vision, and somebody else, ordinary man, suppose somebody is a Christian, he sees Krishna consciousness as a movement of the Hindus. But actually it is not. Therefore, he has to become free from the designation of becoming an American. Sarvapati-vinimukta. One should be free from the designation. This body is a designation. Actually, there is no difference between American body and Indian body. The same physiological construction. There is blood, there is flesh, there is bone. If you see within the body, there is no difference. But still, we have designated. I am American, you are Indian, you are black, I am white, I am this. These are all designations. False. So one has to become free from the designations. That is defined. The point, we are free from the beginning. Sarvapadhi kini muktam. One should be free from the beginning. Actually, designation has no value. The person is important, not the beginning. So, to see Krishna means first business is to become free from the beginning. Sarvapādhi-vinimuktam. Tatparattena-nirmala. Here it is said matpara, and Nara says tatpara. Tatpara means to become Krishnaized. And matpara means, Krishna says, you become matpara. Intensely absorbed in me. And the devotee says, intensely absorbing Krishna. That is it. But actually the aim is the same. So one has to become a designation free and intensely in Krishna. Sarvapadhi vinimuktam mat parasna. Then he will be more. Nirmal means purified without any material content. I am thinking in terms of my bodily concept of life, that is material, because the body is material. So long I am thinking I am American, I am Indian, I am Brahmin, I am Kshatri, I am this, I am that, they are all designation. That is not nirmala, purified condition. Purified condition is when one understands that I am spirit soul, Krishna is the Supreme Spirit Soul, and I am part and parcel of Krishna. We are one in quality. We may be different as individual. Krishna is big individual. I am a small individual. Just like in this material world also, one man is very powerful, another man is less powerful, but both of them are men. They are not animals. Similarly, Krishna, God, is qualitatively one with me. Quantitatively, He is very, very powerful. His creative power, He has got creative power. I have got also creative power. I can at last create a big aeroplane flying in the sky. But He has created a big, big planets floating in the sky. He has made such a nice arrangement that it is floating. And we have to float million times less important than the planet, suppose it's Sputnik, with so many machines. That is the difference between His power and our power. Krishna. Yeah. But the quantity of creative power is different from Krishna. My quantitative power of creation. We are part and parcel of Krishna. So although the quality is the same, but the quantity is different. At the present moment, our difficulties are that although we are part and parcel of God, we are now separate. Every one of us is trying to become a separate God. That is called materialism. Everyone is struggling. The materialistic theory is struggle for existence, survival of the fittest. The Mahavad theory. That you go on struggling and if you come to the fittest position, then you survive. But actually, nobody is fit in this material. Nobody will survive. Everyone will be vanquished. Beginning from Brahma down to the end, nobody will survive. That is stated in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. That abhrahma bhuvanalokan punaravartinoti. Even if you go to the topmost planetary system, which is called Brahma Loka, still you have to be under the stringent laws of material nature, namely birth, death, old age and disease. You cannot avoid. So we remain insignificant in any condition of life, either as a Brahma, the duration of life of Brahma is described, that you cannot calculate it. Even if you get such position, still you cannot avoid death. That is not possible. You cannot avoid old age. You cannot avoid disease. But if our real problem is there, that everyone of us, nobody wants to become old, nobody wants to become diseased, nobody wants to meet death, nobody wants to take birth. Of course, in the modern civilization, they take birth. And they take death, but they do not believe that there is next birth. If there is not next birth, then perform this birth takes place. So this is a subject matter to be dealt with separately. Now, the thing is that we by comparison, we can see that I am a human being, I have got my position. Another man is there, he has got his position, individual position. He may be greater than me. Maybe, you know, actually we see both ways. Somebody is greater than me, somebody is lesser than me, less important. In any position we can see that somebody is less important than me and somebody is more important than me. I am in the higher media. In any position. Nobody can say, I am the ultimate. Nobody is greater than me. That is not possible. That position is God's, Krishna's position. Nobody is greater than him. Therefore, our problem of life can be solved only by dovetailing ourselves with Krishna. That is called bhakti yoga. Dovetailing. The example can be given just like one man is going on a motor car at 60 miles speed and another man is going on cycle 10 miles speed. The 10 miles speed cycle cannot become one with the 60 miles speed. That is not possible. But if the 10 mile speed man on the cycle catches the motor car, which is running at 60 miles, then he also gets 60 miles. That is called doctrine. So, if you want to be perfect, full freedom, and full creative power, everything in fullness, then we must join with the Supreme Full, complete, whole. It's like a very rich man. The servants in the house of a rich man, they are also rich men. But they are also eating in the same way. They are living in the same palace. This is a crude example. So there is a spiritual world where Krishna is there. Krishna is everywhere. And here, there, he is personally there. Here in this material, Krishna is present by his energy. Just like the president of your country. He is in his White House, but at the same time, he is present everywhere. His energy, his power is there. Nobody can deny it. Everywhere the picture of Mr. Nixon is there. And everyone is conscious that our ruler, our chief man is Mr. Nixon. Similarly, Krishna is also everywhere by his power. But still he has got his own abode. So every one of us can go back to him in his abode, both ways. Here also, in this material world, if we remain in Krishna's service, then we are protected under Krishna's special energy. So anyone who is in Krishna consciousness, he lives with Krishna. There is a government man, anywhere he goes. Sometimes they go out of the country, embassies, the ambassadors. In India, there is Mr. P.T., ambassador of your country. So, he is always in his own abode, any ambassador.
we can do another 10 minutes tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Put them in place right away. The cameras will.
No.
No. It's blind behind top one. I'm the only one.
Do this closely, please.
Keep it quiet.
Yep.
Only one.
That's the button. You may be careful all the time.
So, I shall speak on Bhagavad Gita as it is. The purpose of saying Bhagavad Gita as it is, explains that there are many editions of Bhagavad Gita. They are interpreted in their own way, giving up the spirit of Bhagavad Gita. So, this particular name, as it is, significant. Perhaps there is no other edition of Bhagavad Gita where it is written as it is. In this connection, Professor Dimock of Chicago University has written a foreword, and he very much appreciates the theme. He says, Swami Bhaktivedanta comments upon the Gita from this point of view, and that is legitimate. He accepts that Bhagavad Gita as it is legitimate presentation of the great book of knowledge. He also says, more than that, in this translation, the Western reader has the unique opportunity of seeing how a Krishna devotee interprets his own text. So, about Krishna, the devotees actually can interpret about Krishna book. Others, if they are not devotee, how they can interpret on Krishna? Just like a member of a family can say very nicely about the head of the family, how outsiders can say about the family. That is not possible. Similarly, about Krishna, a Krishna devotee can speak nicely, not others. Others have no right to speak about Krishna. And Krishna also admits Arjuna as a right student of Bhagavad Gita. In the beginning, Krishna says that I have selected you as my student because you are my friend and you are my devotee. So, in other words, we can understand that Bhagavad Gita can be understood who has intimate relationship with Krishna. Because Krishna says, you are my dear friend. That is, intimate relationship with Krishna. And without becoming a devotee, nobody can be intimately related with Krishna. These are the factors to be understood. So, this Bhagavad Gita was spoken 5,000 years ago to Arjuna in the battlefield of Kurukshetra, and the science of understanding God is there in this Bhagavad Gita. Bhagavad Gita is the science of God. Everything has got some science, scientific book, to understand a particular subject matter. Similarly, there are different types of concepts of God. Generally, they take it as an idea, but we don't take it as idea. We take God as concrete fact. Just like you are seeing me, I am seeing you. This is concrete fact. Similarly, a God can be seen by you, and God is already seeing you. There is no doubt about it. But you can see also God. So that process we have to understand, how to see God. That process is mentioned in all the Vedic scripture. That is called bhakti yoga, that process. Krishna also says in the Bhagavad Gita, bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jasyani tattva. If anyone wants to know Krishna, what he is, then one has to accept the process of bhakti yoga. There are different types of yogas. Yoga means linking oneself with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, speculative yoga will not help us. You have to take concrete yoga. Concrete yoga is Krishna consciousness. So, we have given our introduction of the Bhagavad Gita that one has to understand Bhagavad Gita as it is directed in the Bhagavad Gita. That is direct. How to read Bhagavad Gita? People are reading Bhagavad Gita without taking the direction. This we have explained in the manner that if you take some medicine, there is some direction on the bottle, that this is the dose. You take so many drops, so many times, that is direction. Similarly, for understanding Bhagavad Gita actually, you have to accept the direction as given by the author himself, Krishna. He says that long, long ago, some 40 million of years ago, he first spoke this Bhagavad Gita to the sun god. And sun god transmitted the knowledge to his son Manu. And Manu transmitted the knowledge to his son, Ikkhaku. Imam Vivasati Yogam Pratavan Aham Abhayam. Vivasan Manave Praha Manu Ikkhaku Vibravit. So, the Rajarsis, they are all kings. Manu is king. Maharaj Ikkhaku is also king. And the sun god Vivasan, he is also king. He is the king of the sun planet, and his grandson Ikkhaku became the king of this planet, Maharaj Ikkhaku. And in this dynasty, which is known as Raghuvamsa, Lord Ramchandra appeared. This is a very old monarchical family. Ikhaku Vamsa, Raghu Vamsa. Vamsa means family. So, formally, the kings, the head of the administrative executive, they used to learn the thesis or the injunction given by God, because a king is you cannot do like that. Now conclude here. Yes.
We can change those. We can pick up.
Prabhupada PA 8-72.
Right. Oh. So, according to Bhagavad Gita, only a devotee of Krishna, a person who is intimately related with Krishna, he can understand what is Bhagavad Gita. So, Krishna Arjuna, after hearing Bhagavad Gita from Krishna, he addressed him as Parabrahma, Param Dhamma, Pavitram, Paramam Bhava. Purusham, Shastatam, Vidyam, Adi, Devam, Ajam, Divam. He understood Krishna as Parabrahma. Parabrahma means the supreme truth, absolute truth, Parabrahma. Brahma, the living entities, they are also called Brahma. But living entities are not Parabrahma. Parabrahma means supreme. So Arjuna addressed him as Parabrahma. And Paramdhama. Paramdhama means the resting place of everything. Everything is resting on the energy of the Supreme Lord. Therefore, he is called Paramdhama. Just like all these planets are resting on the sunshine, sunshine is the energy of the sun globe. Similarly, this material energy is Krishna's energy. And everything is material or spiritual, everything is resting on Krishna's energy. The resting place is Krishna's energy. In another place, Krishna says, Maya tatamidam sabvam jagat abhakta murtina Mathani Sarvahutani Dahan Tishu Avasthita. Krishna says that in my impersonal future I am straight everywhere, all pervading. God is all pervading by his impersonal future, namely his energy. The example is given just like heat is the energy of fire. So fire spreads by its heat and light. The fire is one place. but the heat and light is spreading. Similarly, Krishna is in his own abode, which is called Goloka Vrindavan. There is a planet in the spiritual world, the topmost planet. As the topmost planet within this universe is called Brahmaloka. Similarly, in the spiritual sky, there is the topmost planet which is called Goloka Vrindavan. That is Krishna's place. Krishna is there. But he can expand himself by his different types of energies and by his different types of incarnation. It does not mean that when Krishna was present on this planet, Krishna was absent in Goloka Vrindavan. No. It is not like that. Just like I am now present here, I am absent in my apartment. But Krishna is not like that. Krishna can be present everywhere. At the same time, he can remain in his own abode. That is described in the Brahma Samhita. Go loka eva nivasati akhila atma bhuta. Although he is in his abode, which is known as Goloka Vrindavan, he can expand himself everywhere, and actually he has done it. So we must know how he is expanded, in which way he is in contact with us, that is the science. In Bhagavad Gita, these things I have explained. So Krishna is addressed as Param Dham, the resting place of everything. Everything is resting. Krishna also says, Mastani Sabhubhutani. Everything, material manifestation, is resting on Him. Naham Tehu Avasthita, but I am not there. This contradictory thing. Everything is resting on Him, but I am not there. But it is not contradictory. It is very simple to understand. Just like all the planets, they are resting on sunshine. But the sun is far away from the planets. Some millions of miles away. But resting on the sunshine means resting on the sun. That's a fact. Therefore Krishna says, Mastani Sarvabhutani Naham Kesu Avasthita Parabrahma Param Dhamo Pavitram. Pavitram means uncontaminated. When we come to this material world, we are also spirit soul, Brahma, not exactly as good as Parabrahma, Krishna, but still, because we are part and parcel of Krishna, we are also Brahma, Pavitra. Pavitra means pure. Just like the particle of gold is also gold. If gold is pure, the particle also pure. So, Krishna comes to this world. We also come to this world. But we are contaminated. But Krishna is not contaminated. The example is, just like in the prison house, there are many prisoners, but if the king or some king's president or minister goes into the prison to inspect things, how things are going on, it does not mean that the king or his minister is also a prisoner. He is not a prisoner. But we, living entities, we have been entangled with these material modes of nature. But Krishna never becomes involved in these modes of material nature. That's what he is called Pavitram Parama, absolute, pure. Bhava. Bhava means you, pure, large. And Purusham. Purusham, he is addressed as a person. God is never in person. God is person. Exactly a person like you and me. And when he appears on this planet, exactly like a human being. Two hands, two legs. Walking like human being, talking, behaving like human being, everything. So, God is Purusha. Purusha means man. I mean to say male, not female. Male. Without becoming male, one cannot be enjoyer. In another place, it is stated that Krishna is the supreme enjoyer. As soon as the word is used, enjoyer, he must be Purusha, male. So that is described. Arjuna understood him. He is a Purusha, Param Purusha, the supreme person. In another place, Krishna is described as Purushottam, the best of the males. So, Purusham Shastatam. Shastatam means Chitana. The Mayavadi philosopher, they think that the absolute truth is in person. Begin?
Alright, okay. You may begin.
Maya Sapta Manapartha Jugam Junyan Madasaya Asansayam Samagrang Mam Jatha Gyasasi Tatsino. Arjuna is advised, being advised by Krishna, what is God? The conception of God, however we may speculate, it cannot be perfect because God is unlimited, all-pervading. We are limited. So, actually, unless God Himself reveals Himself to the devotee, it is not possible to understand what is God. Therefore, God Himself, Krishna, is speaking about Himself. The process is maya sapta mana. One has to increase attachment for Krishna. We have got now attachment for material things. Now we have to divert that. Our position is that we must have attachment for something. That is fact. So now, on the bodily concept of life, we have got attachment to this body and anything pertaining to this body, we have got attached. Just like I have got attachment for my wife. Why? There are millions and thousands of women, beautiful women. I have no attachment for them. But my attachment for my wife, even though she may not be very beautiful, is a fact. Why? Because due to her relation with my body. And similarly, I have got attachment for my country. I have got attachment for my home, my so many things, because I am thinking, I am this body, and anything in connection with this body, I am thinking mind. So at the present, my conception of I and mind is wrong. Therefore, if we divert that attachment to Krishna, then we can understand Krishna or God perfectly well. And Krishna is just like sun. When there is sun shine, you can see the sun and yourself also. Without sunshine, in the darkness of night, neither you can see the sun nor yourself. Therefore, the process is maya saptamaha, developing Krishna consciousness. Maya saptamaha pratham yogam junyan madasaya. This is the yoga. Yoga means connect. Yogam junyan. That yoga should be practiced in connection with Krishna. Therefore, he said, mat asra. Mat means me or mine. And asra means taking shelter. So either you take shelter of Krishna or Krishna's representative. Of course, it is not possible for us to take shelter of Krishna, because Krishna is not present at the present moment. But his representative is there. So one has to take shelter of his representative and practice bhakti yoga, concentrating his mind on Krishna. This is called Krishna consciousness. One has to take shelter of a person whose life is devoted to Krishna, and under his direction we have to practice how to develop Krishna consciousness, and then Krishna will be revealed. The revelation, proportionate revelation, is proportionate advancement in seeing Krishna directly.